One thing that I am very pleased to share with you is that Raymond belongs to The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The keystone of this Christian faith is the proclamation that at the same time that many of the stories of the Bible were taking place in the old world, there was also a nation of people living in the new world that worshiped Jehovah. In fact, they had migrated away from Jerusalem shortly before the Babylonian conquest of Jerusalem around 600 BC. This God-fearing people wrote their records down in the Reformed Egyptian language. The records were abridged and compiled into a single book. This book was later translated by a modern-day prophet named Joseph Smith as a sign that the prophetic revelation has returned to the earth in preparation for Christ's second coming. The book today is known as the Book of Mormon and serves as the second written witness that Jesus is the Christ. Gibby was impressed by the translation of three of the Reformed Egyptian characters found in the ancient record. He noticed the translation of these three characters actually tell his personal journey as an artist trying to make it in this challenging world. Here they are with their translation. We were held on a fearful voyage. The Lord took control of our course. The wind and the waves obey his will. On our course. Song sangs of praise for our blessings. On our course. He saw that many times as he struggled to make it through these dire times, and each time different miracles happened to help him make it through. And as such, he recognizes the continual need to recognize those blessings before continuing on. As a consequence, this is the meaning of the Gibby bronze logo, using the Reformed Egyptian mixed with the name of his company. Gibby was on a fearful voyage. During his hardest times, the Lord stepped in and brought about the miracles that preserved his livelihood. So Gibby stops for a moment to be quiet and praise God for those blessings. Then Gibby was able to continue on his voyage.